Welcome to this month's Double Date with Mark and Jill. Our topic this month is tackling the temptation tingles.
Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, he writes and speaks about the idea that in marriage we experience the tingles.
And often the tingles start when we're dating and we have the tingles for each other. In other words, we're attracted to each other. And so we get excited about seeing each other. We think about each other all the time. That's what the tingles really feel like initially. But what begins to happen then is, eventually we said I do and we both began our daily routines. We add kids into the mix and life becomes very routine, and we honestly stop feeling the tingles here nearly as often, maybe not even anymore. And then suddenly one day we feel the tingles for someone outside of our marriage. And it can happen. In fact, it happens to most of us. And so that's really what we want to talk about today is, we talk about in our book, No More Perfect Marriages, we talk about protecting ourselves from the tingles. We talk about that in our The Slow Fate of Naivety chapter.
Right, we do. And what Jill and I have learned is that we experience the tingles one of two ways. One, we just happen to run across it or experience that with another person, or we intentionally pursue the tingles with another person. I pursued the tingles and Jill did not.
Well, I had a situation in our early marriage where I was working at a dinner theater. Mark was going to school full time. He was working a job on the side. I was doing daycare during the day. I worked at a dinner theater at night. We were just piecing together a full-time income and just barely. But all of a sudden, I was experiencing the tingles for somebody I was working with. In this dinner theater, the actors and actresses were the waiters and the waitresses, and that's what I was doing. So I was waiting tables, but I was also in the show, and my dance partner was a guy that I just honestly was finding myself attracted to. And so I would look more forward to going to work than to coming home. And it was a very, very scary time for me. And finally, I made the decision that I had to talk to Mark. I had to say something to him. I had to talk about it. And I was scared to, but because Mark had a lot of anger at that time in his life, and he would often rage, and I was scared that you were gonna flip.
Right.
But you didn't. Actually, God was really growing you, and you responded. And so what we want to talk about today is we want to talk about, unlike in our book, we talk about protecting ourselves from the tingles. In other words, putting a protective barrier around our marriage so that we reduce the likelihood we'll experience it. But the truth is, we're all human, and we're going to run across some time where we find ourselves experiencing it. And what do we do in those moments? Yeah. That's really what we want to dig into today.
So being tempted is not the problem. We all are tempted. That's part of our human condition. We all are tempted in one degree or another. So the temptation isn't the problem. It's what do we do with it?
Right. Because even Jesus was tempted. And when we really dig in and we look at how he handled temptation, there's a story of when he was in, he went without food and was in the wilderness
desert,
for 40 days and experienced a lot of temptation. But he responded to that temptation with truth. And so that's the first place that we need to start is when we think about temptation is what truth do we need to apply to this situation?
Yeah. So let's look to the Bible, to James 1. Verse 13 through 15, it says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own evil desire. Then desire, when it's conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." And so it's great to have that a mindset around temptation that God's not doing this. He's not bringing this to us. It's part of our flesh. It's the, in a sense, the tickling of the evil one to draw us to pursue our flesh, to pursue sin, and to ultimately to experience death.
Well, you think about those four steps. So you have temptation, then you have desire, but that all happens before sin. And so what we want to do is when we experience temptation and then we experience that desire, how do we stop it before it goes to sin and then ultimately death? And when we're talking about death, you know, we're talking like in our situation, you know, particularly with the infidelity, we experienced almost a death of our marriage.
Yeah.
A death of relationship, let alone then you experience a spiritual death when you're in that as well. So here's what we want to do. We want to give you four steps to take when you experience temptation. All right? The first one is run.
Yep. In fact, 2 Timothy 2, verse 22 says, "So flee youthful passions." And that word flee, it has the idea of run like crazy. "Youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart." So run, pursue help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so that was one of the things I had to do. I actually had to, and we talked about it, and I eventually had to quit my job just to get me out of that setting and remove me from that temptation. So the first thing we need to do is run. The second thing we need to do is to take our thoughts captive.
Yep. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, "We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to obey Christ."
And so one of the things we have to do when we're taking our thoughts captive is maybe, you know, I know when I experienced the temptation tingles, I had to start thinking. So my mind was going crazy thinking about this other person. I had to start thinking about Mark. Like I had to intentionally think about him. I began to write things down in my journal that I loved about him, that I appreciated about him. So that was part of taking my thoughts captive. The other thing that we have to be careful of when we're taking our thoughts captive is to not assign a meaning or, you know, to these feelings. I think a lot of times what we do is we assign a meaning, we misread them, and we assign some meaning to them as if, okay, well, if I'm experiencing this feeling for this person, and the last time I experienced this feeling for this person, it meant that I was in love with them. So then does this, so it must mean that I'm out of love here and I'm in love there. You see, that's what I'm talking about, to be careful about misreading or assigning a meaning that really doesn't mean that at all. Mm. Yes, you experience the tingles when you were falling in love, but it's they don't necessarily equate to each other. So we have to be careful about that. Now, do you need to start changing something so that you're experiencing the tingles here again? Most likely.
Right. So we've talked about the first thing you do is run and seek help. And then secondly, you take your thoughts captive. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing is that we want to turn the light on the temptation. And so by Jill coming back to me and saying, "This is what I'm feeling and here's what I'm experiencing," she totally turned on the light.
And the power of the temptation reduced significantly.
Right.
Okay, because as long as it's in the dark, it is still pulling us. It's really grabbed a hold of us, and it continues to have a strong pull. But when I turned on the light, it took away a portion of it. I can't say that it took away all of it, but it took away a strong portion of it because I was entertaining that constantly in the dark. Mm. And once we got it in the light, what a difference that made.
And in my case, for the affair, I did not turn on the light. I didn't want to be seen. I was pursuing. But since then, and since our restoration, I work intentionally to live in the light, to keep everything I do with that bright light shining on it, because I do not want to do this again.
You know, one of the things you and I have gotten into the habit of doing is asking our thoughts or communicating. Like I see you communicating your struggles that you used to keep in the dark, not necessarily just about temptation, but just about life in general. You're bringing those into the light. Like, you know, I'm down. I don't know why, but the last few days I've been kind of down. You know, you would just said that the other day. And in the past, I don't think you would have said that. And so you would have suffered in silence.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then finally, what we need to do is address what's wrong in our marriage. If there is something, maybe it's a red flag that says to you, you know what, I'm attracted to this person because they have a quality or I experience something with them that is missing in my marriage. And, you know, oftentimes our human experience wants to go chase that. But what we really need to do is take that time, that energy, that focus, and put it here. Maybe even bringing it to the table, putting it on the table. Hey, I realize I'm missing laughing together. I'm missing having fun together. Whatever it is that you were kind of drawn to in this other situation. And it might just be a fleeting thought, or it might be something that's just constantly, every time you see this person, you know, you struggle. And so I think that that's important that we put it back on the table.
Right. And for me, what I realized on the other side of the affair I was doing was I was hinting and I was hoping that Jill would get it. I was anticipating that she would hear what I was saying. But the bottom line, I was not clearly saying, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm struggling with, and we have got to address this. And so I allowed myself to become further distracted because I wasn't honestly, courageously addressing what was happening in our marriage.
In me.
It wasn't even in our marriage. It was in me.
But hinting never works.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
So maybe one of the first things you need to do is confess I've been hinting.
Right.
You know, sometimes that makes a difference. So our encouragement today is to be intentional about tackling the temptation tingles. It's important to understand and review that the tingles are likely to show up somewhere along the way, that the important thing to do is not to chase them, and finally, to realize that the grass is always greener wherever you water it.
Yeah.